Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. Very pleased to welcome back to the show today, Suzanne Bourbonnais, who is the Client Services Manager with Community Home Support Lanark County. It's been a while, Suzanne. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob. Nice to talk to you again.
It is so nice to talk to you. This is such an important organization. And when you reached out, said that you folks were ramping things back up again and working hard to get the people in place, you asked if you could come on without hesitation. I said, yes. This is just such a, I think it's a vital service that you provide, vital services that you provide. Tell our listeners about Community Home Support Lanark County.
Yes, thanks. Yeah, we have been around for almost 40 years delivering services to seniors and disabled adults, such as Meals on Wheels, transportation and medical appointments, diners clubs, foot care clinics, friendly visiting and hospice visiting services, as well as home help services. Volunteers are our backbone. Now, because of COVID, we had many volunteers who were seniors themselves. They had to retire or step back because of the risk to their health. So now that we are ramping up, we're in need of help again because the demand hasn't diminished, Bob.
No.
You know, it slowed down for a bit in certain respects with COVID. On the other hand, we tried to modify, you know, the services we had where we couldn't meet in person. We had Zoom type meetings or phone bingo, that kind of thing to keep our seniors connected. And that was okay, but we know that in-person visiting is the best for everybody's health, mental health and physical health.
Absolutely. And when you're dealing with the clientele that you're dealing with, you can't take any chances, obviously. And really, you're one of those organizations that instead of saying, well, we can't do this because there's a pandemic, instead you said, how can we do this because there's a pandemic? And you just listed a couple of the ways that you could. Talk a little bit about the rally that that came along with the pandemic and how your people all responded.
Oh my gosh. So Meals on Wheels, which is essential across the board, although we had to stop producing the hot meals that we normally would deliver daily, we had to change that to frozen because our provider had to use their room for Meals on Wheels over there at Lanark Lodge. So we had to change totally to frozen. So we would deliver bulk orders to seniors. Our volunteers would go. First of all, we started with masks and gloves, you know, ring the doorbell, knock on the doorbell. When the senior answered the door, we step back, social distance, and drop those meals, put them on the door handle or drop them off on the table if the volunteer had one outside their door. And then as the pandemic progressed and we learned a little bit more about it, we were able to modify how we did that. So yes, always with masks and social distancing, but then if someone needed those meals brought in and put in the freezer, well, we sanitized before and after going in and put those meals away because they were a little bit heavy for some of the seniors to manage. And plus seeing someone in person and having that quick hello and how are you was meant a lot to our seniors. So that was one way we had to modify. And then for our medically escorted or assisted transportation, we weren't allowed to carpool for a big portion of the pandemic. We are back to carpooling. However, at the time we had to just limit one person per car, the driver and one client. So again, we check in with the client beforehand to make sure that like they were screened for COVID symptoms, check that they were okay. And the driver self-monitored every day too, to make sure that they weren't passing the bug along. Anyway, volunteers, again, everyone masked up and sanitized before and after the drive.
It's so difficult when you're dealing with an organization that, you know, you can't really halt because, as you said, the need never stops through there. So at that point, your volunteers, as you've called them, your backbone, they're really the lifeblood of this whole organization.
And they sure are.
Yeah, and you're really demonstrating that.
Yeah, I mean, transportation. Some communities we serve don't have taxis, and where someone is able to take a taxi, that's wonderful. But if a lot of our clients are hearing impaired or visually impaired or have cognitive impairments, having that volunteer take you by the elbow, if that's what you need, you know, to guide you into your appointment, it is very important to have that physical connection.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Have the time to take and show you where to go and lead you into where you need to go, or connect with the hospital staff in terms of COVID. If volunteers or visitors weren't allowed in the hospital, and that's still the case in some instances, you make a connection with the staff to say, okay, I'm going to pick up Mr. Brown at this door at such and such a time. Here's my cell number. Please call me when they're ready for me to pick them up.
Now, this all leads to the appeal for volunteers that you're making right now. And you're looking for volunteers in a few different spots. Let's start with those drivers. I know you've told me in the past that it is such a rewarding experience. You get to know some of these people that you're driving along, and really there's some deep connections that can be made.
That's right, Bob. Everyone starts off kind of shy. I have, volunteer George is going to pick you up for your x-ray in Kingston. And, you know, they get introduced quickly before the ride happens. And then maybe that person ends up asking for George, volunteer George again and again. You know, they do make those connections and become comfortable with the drivers. And they do build friendships out of this. It's a wonderful experience. So, Bob, we are in need of volunteers throughout our catchment area. Now, we serve Lanark and, out towards Maberly area, south of Highway 7 to Beckwith Township, Smiths Falls, Merrickville, Lombardy. We are really in need of people that live in those communities that would be able to take seniors living in those same communities to medical appointments in the bigger, the bigger places, like maybe from Merrickville into Kingston or Rockville. Or maybe you live in Smiths Falls and just want to do local drives in Smiths Falls, or likewise in Perth. But we do need drivers from all our geographic areas, because it does cost, the volunteers are using their cars. They do get reimbursed gas from the client's home to their destination and the medical appointment. So we try to make sense of the drives and plan them so they're kind of geographically make sense. We don't want volunteers to be having to drive half an hour to go get the clients.
No, of course not. Now, when it comes to these volunteers, what type of person are you looking for? I'm sure there's a certain checklist that you have, but you need to tick off some boxes here in order to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So we're looking for people that can be flexible, both with their time and their the use of their car. They need to undergo an application process, which includes a vulnerable sector check through their local police station or their OPP. In this area, it's mostly the OPP. And then a bit of an interview to see, share expectations. This is what we need. How can you help, or how do you think you can help? We do require proof of license and insurance. And as a volunteer, Bob, I need to tell you that people, of course, they purchase their insurance and let their insurance agency know that they're driving as a volunteer. They are getting reimbursed out of pocket expenses, but they're not being paid to drive. Okay, so they are volunteering their time and use of their car. There is a provision in the provincial insurance sector that says volunteers are not penalized or expected to pay more for insurance because they are driving as a volunteer. Okay, so there is a certain... I don't know how to explain it. a certain rider, not a rider, but they're waived a certain, they aren't penalized for driving as volunteers.
Yeah.
They aren't, I mean, if they choose to purchase more insurance, that's one thing. But most people have $2 million liability. You don't have to buy more insurance to drive, or you won't pay more premiums because you are driving. We're protected under the Insurance Act of Ontario.
So it sounds like all the bases are pretty much covered, and we just need the people to be willing to do this.
Yeah. Our folks need to be, you know, somewhat fit. I mean, they are guiding folks that have maybe a memory impairment or a physical impairment that need an arm to lean on. They need to be sensitive to the needs of the clients. Maybe their hearing or their eyesight isn't great, and it's great to, communication is really important. You know, how can I help you? What do you want me to do for you? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
We do provide training as well. I mean, after the application and the screening process is done, we will have a bit of an orientation for volunteers. They get a package with, you know, the maps and things, the layouts of the various hospitals in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And they get ID badges. So that helps with volunteering and parking. There are certain processes in each hospital is different in the way that they manage the volunteers. But the volunteers, if they're not expected to pay for anything, they would be refunded or reimbursed if they experienced any out-of-pocket expenses, unforeseen expenses.
So I know that, and just in the few minutes that we have left here, I know that it's not only drivers that you're looking for, but if you could, you know, quickly tell us, there is another area that you're looking for volunteers in as well.
That's right. We're also looking for Meals on Wheels drivers in Smiths Falls and Merrickville area. And again, we would do weekly trips out that way, and folks using their cars would get reimbursed gas. So that would be about 1 or 2 hours a week, or however often a person is available to deliver bulk meals out to from Smiths Falls to Merrickville. The other thing is home health workers, Bob. They're not volunteers, but they're very important in the scheme of things in helping to keep seniors stay at home. We broker workers, so if anyone's looking for part-time or casual work, they get paid $20 an hour, and we're basically purchasing service from them, such as household management, you know, help around the house, housekeeping, laundry, meal prep. So if anyone is interested in a part-time job, maybe they'd like to call us as well. I should mention too, the other need for volunteers is our volunteer hospice visiting service. So we have people living with very serious illness, life-limiting illness, and some of those folks are at end of life. But we are looking for volunteers who can visit clients in their homes to provide a little comfort, a little friendly conversation, a cup of tea, share conversation. Some of the people aren't necessarily ill, but they are isolated and frail and just need a friendly person to talk with. So there are a number of volunteer activities or opportunities here, Bob, that we could really appreciate hearing back from the community on.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that sounds, it sounds very rewarding. We know you've just shared some stories about some of the things that people will be doing. And it's certainly amazing to give back to people in your community. And, you know, Lanark County is so good at that. We've seen that time and time again when people answer the call. Now, quite literally, if they want to answer the call, they actually have to place a call. So how would they go? How would they go about starting the process, Suzanne?
Okay. We have offices in Perth and Smiths Falls, but if anybody listening would like to call our Perth number, as we're the main kind of administrative number, it's 613-267-6400.
613-267-6400. We're going to share that with this interview on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca, and through our Facebook and Twitter as well. Suzanne, is there anything else you wanted our listeners to know before we let you go?
Well, volunteering, you are the driver. Volunteers are the driver in terms of metaphorically and literally, but they choose how much they want to volunteer. If you're only available to volunteer once or twice a month, we would really love to hear from you too. Some people volunteer on a weekly basis or multiple times in a week, but it's certainly up to you to decide how much you'd like to give.
Excellent. Well, Suzanne, again, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. The phone number to call 613-267-6400. We've been speaking with Suzanne Bourbonnais, who is a client services manager with Community Home Support Lanark County. Again, Suzanne, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're very welcome. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks for listening to InFocus. Have a wonderful afternoon.